Labor and Commerce will come to orders 3:25 on the 4th of April. With us, Representative Thompson, Sadler, Miller, Holmes, and myself, Chair Olson. We have at least one more person coming, but we do have a quorum, so I think we're going to get the ball rolling. We've got five bills on the agenda today, but it is going to get shorter in a couple seconds. House Bill 326, child-only health care. House Bill 202, food service by producers to consumers. House Bill 259, pharmacy audits. House Bill 266, naturopathy. And Senate Bill 122, real estate transfer fees. House Bill 259 and House Bill 266 will not be taken up today. We're just about done with the final product, but they won't be out till Monday, so the list just got shorter. But the first thing we're going to take up is not a bill. It's the review and referral of appointees to boards and commissions. And Conrad Jackson from my staff will bring us up to speed on the late appointments that we got a few days ago that everybody's had a chance to go over.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Conrad Jackson, staff to Representative Olson. All the members have before them a memo to the chief clerk, a copy of a memo. They'll be going to the chief clerk listing the names of the appointees and the boards and commission, board or commission, to which they were appointed. What I'm going to do now is, for the record, read in the names of the boards and the members who were appointed. We have, I believe, one person online to speak to the committee briefly, and then it would be up to you to move those out and sign the memo, forward it on to the clerk. So,
was that online to make a statement or for questions only?
I believe Ms. Wilson is online to make a brief statement. And with your permission, Mr. Chairman, I'll go ahead and read these names into the record. To the state Board of Registration of Architects, Engineers, and Land Surveyors, Howard Keith Walters. To the Board of Marine Pilots, Tom Reuter. To the Board of Certified Direct Entry Midwives, Deborah Schneider. To the Regulatory Commission of Alaska, Janice Wilson. And to the Alaska Workers' Compensation Board, Robert Veal.
And again, these were late arrivals from the Division of Boards and Commissions. And all the committee members have had resumes and all the background material, but we do have Jan Wilson, who is a current commissioner with the RCA, who was asked to make a statement. Are you with us, Jan?
I am, Chairman Wilson. I will make a statement.
We've got a real bad connection. Are you calling from a cell phone? We're going to take a brief at ease. On the record, are you with us, Ms. Wilson?
I am. Can you?
Yep. Same problem.
There is still technical difficulty.
Yep, brief at ease. Third time's the charm. Are you with us, Ms. Wilson?
Yes, Mr. Chairman,
same problem.
We're in a totally different, this is Mike from the LIO. We're in a completely different room on different equipment.
You're, Mike, why don't you try a cell phone? We're back on the record. Ms. Wilson, can you hear us? We can't understand a word you're saying.
Mr. Chairman, I must say that I don't have much of a statement. Can you hear me well enough to make a very brief stop?
We can hear about every fourth word.
She said she doesn't have much of a statement.
Oh, really?
Well, go ahead and make it. We'll get, might have to say it four times before we get all the words, but go ahead.
I'm really here to answer questions for any members of the committee that have questions. And my one-page resume pretty well summarizes my experience. And I really don't have a statement
I heard the word committee, and I heard the word pushing a bagel through a needle, and something about a campfire.
Thank you very much, Ms. Wilson.
You have 60.
And I might add, we've had all the people whose names we've read off, we've had the resumes and all the background information to all the committee members. The committee members have not expressed any concerns about the names that we have before us, or have not requested that any of them be either online or in the room, which tells me that probably all of the names will be going forward. But is there anybody else online, hopefully from a different LIO? No. Is there anybody in the room that would care to testify on the slate of boards and commissioners that were read by Mr. Jackson? Seeing none, with that we will close out any testimony and bring it back to the committee. Any questions from the committee? Mr. Jackson.
You got the motion? Mr. Chairman, first I'd just like to thank all the people whose names have been put forward for their public service. We in this room understand what it means to serve and appreciate these people stepping forward. With that, Mr. Chairman, I move we advance the confirmations for appointees referred to the House Labor and Commerce Committee for consideration to the joint session of the House and Senate for consideration. As always, signature on the committee's report in no way reflects the members' vote during the joint floor session.
Seeing no opposition, we will pass the letter around. And again, the letter is only to put the names forward and does not indicate any commitment to vote when we meet in joint session. And with that, we'll take a break at ease. Back on the record, and the next item on the calendar today is continuation of House Bill 326. With us, we have Representative Guttenberg, who is the sponsor of the bill. And Representative Guttenberg, if you could just give us a brief summary of it for the people that weren't here.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
First time.
House Bill 326 is the short title is Child-Only Health Care. It tells providers around the state that we would like them to offer a health care plan for children only. Children currently under qualifying for other plans are not eligible, and there is currently a gap in the coverage for healthy children who don't qualify under Denali Kid Care or under some other plan. There's currently nobody offers it. And the bill just says, please offer it. No discount, no mandates, just plan for healthy children.
And if I might add, it was offered up until about a year ago, or?
Yeah, 2010, it's the last time it was offered.
Yeah, there were some changes, I think, in the federal law at that point in time.
Yeah.
We do have Linda Hall online for questions. We also have Lynn Sorin. Nope.
He's supposed to.
You're also calling from the Anchorage LIO, I'm guessing. No?
No, I'm actually
on our end, then.
Do we need to move to a new room?
So,
can we just do a
brief of these? On the record, briefly, I think. But, Linda?
Yes.
Could you please state your name and affiliation for the record?
Linda Hall, Director of the Division of Insurance.
Hear that a little better.
And can you tell us what's happened since the last meeting? On House Bill 326.
question, Chairman. I'm not sure that I know that much of anything that happened. We'll be asked for some insurers to testify today.
Now, this isn't going to work either. Sorry, Linda.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Can she call back on another landline? Try calling back in. Hanging up and calling back.
Are you still there, Linda?
Yes, I am.
Do you want to try a landline?
I'm on a landline.
Have her hang up and call back.
It's my office, the Atwood building.
Ask her to hang up and call back in.
Hang up and call back in. I think we've got a problem with lines going back and forth between Anchorage and Juneau, but it's...
Okay.
Thanks.
All right, I'll do that.
Brief it is. A number of people that were planning on calling in and testifying on several of the bills, and I think what we're going to do is roll them into Monday and then run the meeting till 6 o'clock, and we will definitely do a check on the phones before we do it. And I apologize to particularly the people who have traveled to get here. People online probably can't hear me, so with that, we're going to adjourn at 10 minutes to 4:00.